Thank you, Lord. Hey, we haven't done this in a while. Let's take a moment and greet somebody, shake somebody's hands, introduce yourself, share the love of Jesus with them. Yeah. Did you give her the puppy dog?
Settle down. Settle down.
Thank you, Lord. Give him some praise, everybody. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. You know he's worthy of our praise, right? No matter what we're going through, God is able. He is faithful. He is true. He is committed to you. He loves you with an undying love. And he's going to work it out. So real fast, give him some more praise. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. 2 Peter 3 and verse 8. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God? Because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to his promise, we are waiting for a new heaven. We are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Father God, we love you and we praise you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you that your will is going to be done in this service. If there's anybody in this service that doesn't know you, Lord, that they won't leave here until they have accepted you as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that you still love us, Lord, even though you know everything about us. You know our deepest, darkest secrets. You know our deepest, darkest thoughts. And you still love us and you still want that relationship with us, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for just touching us this morning and drawing us close to you. And we ask you, Lord, that we're all going to leave here refreshed and excited, Lord. And we're going to cast our burdens on you, Lord, and you're going to take care of them, Lord. We love you. We praise you, and your will be done. Thank you for your anointing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God is good, right? Amen. Okay, so listen, Lord willing, one more week, maybe two, but I think one more week, and we'll finish our study in 2 Peter. I hope you've been blessed. I sure have been blessed. I want to encourage you guys, get into the Word of God. Spend time in the Word of God. Amen? 2 Peter 3 and verse 8. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved. Okay, beloved, Peter's still talking to Christian folks, man. Remember, Peter is trying to encourage people. He wants to encourage the saints. Don't give up, man. God is faithful. Remember, he's like saying, like, I'm not going to be here much longer. Let me just remind you of some stuff. There's some false prophets, okay? But there's also godly prophets, all right? Let's see what else. You can follow those Old Testament prophets and look back and see how God has been faithful, man. And let's let that sink in a little bit. Well, let me try and make sense of that. This is something that'll really, really help you guys out. And Peter's bringing this up, man. That if you're going through a hard, hard time, if something looks hopeless, if you don't know if you can believe in God, if you don't know, you know, if you've ever been in that situation where you're like, God, if you're real, I need you. You know, look back at the Old Testament and see where God has been so faithful. So faithful. He's not a man that he should lie. Okay? Let me just say it like this. God is real. He exists. And he loves you. Amen? And he wants you to have a relationship with him. He wants you to be blessed with that relationship. Amen? So you can look back through history and see where God has been faithful to people. Okay? When people trust in God, God will make a way. God doesn't always do what you want to do, but he'll do the best thing. And he's never late. He's almost never early. You know what I mean? But he's never late. You know what I mean? And, you know, sometimes we just got to get to that place, man, where things look absolutely hopeless. You know, when we can't do it on our own, because then we're going to lean on the Most High God. That's what we're supposed to do. Lean on the Most High God, and he will make a way where there is no way. Amen. So, I mean, I've honestly done this myself, man. I've went through the Bible, man, and see where God has been faithful to knuckleheads just like me. Imperfect people. People that have done stupid, selfish stuff. You know what I mean? But God is so faithful to his people. Amen. So Pete's saying, look, I'm not going to be here much longer, but I want to leave you with some stuff. Okay, you can believe that Jesus Christ is who he said he is, okay? The Old Testament prophets prophesied about him, and all those prophecies come to pass. You can listen to the apostles because they've been ordained by God. In other words, we need the Holy Scriptures, guys. We need the Word of God, not just the New Testament and not just the Old Testament. We need all of it. Amen. Can I get a witness? And so Pete's talking, you know, hey, there's false prophets. There's people that are going to try and lead you away. All right? But see, the more we come to understand and know the Word of God, we'll be able to go like, I'm not buying that, man, because that contradicts the Word of God. You know what I mean? That's one of the reasons why we need to stay in the Word. Amen? It builds us up. Your Word I've hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Amen? So we got to have that Word. Amen? And some people don't like reading. We'll get it on CD. Download it. Do something. But just let it get in your heart. Amen? We really need to do that. Anyways, last week Pete was talking about scoffers, mockers, people that say there ain't going to be no return of Jesus Christ. There ain't going to be no time of judgment. Ain't nothing changed, man. Ain't nothing never changed, man. Everything just keeps going on like it is. The rich get richer. The poor get poorer. All this stuff. Ain't nothing going to change. Pete brings out a couple things. He's like, well, you know what? God did create all this stuff. It's his. He's in control. You know what I mean? He did bring a flood on the whole world. Okay? God is very much involved. And so, bottom line, Pete's saying, listen, if God says he's going to do something, even if it seems like a very, very long time, okay, if God says he's going to do it, it's going to happen. All right? So there will be a literal return of Jesus Christ, and there will be a time of judgment. Amen? So y'all with me so far? But do not overlook this one fact. And I like this. Pete's like, this is not my opinion. Okay? This is a fact. All right? This is a truth. Okay? You can't say it ain't true. You can say it ain't true if you want to, but it ain't going to change this thing called a fact. Okay? But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day. And all God's people said, what does that mean? What? What? Peter's like, hey, here's a fact for you. Here's something to chew on. And this is true as true gets, man. One day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as what? Okay, you know, sometimes, man, us human folk, man, we get tired, man. We get tired of waiting on something. Especially here in America, man, we get antsy when our drive-thru's taking too long. You know what I mean? We do. You know, early June, me and Rachel Jeannie, we had to go to Atlanta. And man, I don't even think we were out of Santa Rosa County before my beloved Rachel Jean was saying, like, this is just taking too long. Rachel Jean, we're not even out of Santa Rosa County. And I think we were like in Bruton, though, so we were out of the county. But she was seriously like, I think you've went the wrong way. This shouldn't take this long. Like, Rachel, we're going to Atlanta, baby. Some things take a little bit of time, man. Okay, that has nothing to do with the story. I'm just trying to break the proverbial ice with you guys. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. God is not bound by time, okay? And if God says it, it's as good as going to happen. It's going to happen, okay? In God's perspective, it's a done deal. So it needs to be a done deal with us, okay? God is not bound by time. He does not dwell in time. He dwells outside of that. So he sees the whole picture, man. So he knows this stuff's going to happen, okay? And we need to get to that place where we understand God said it, it's going to happen. And literally, if we would grab a hold of this, seriously, this would really change a lot of our behaviors. It really would. If we lived like this, hey, the return of the Lord Jesus Christ could happen at any minute. You know, we'd look at people differently. We would. We'd look at people differently. Like, you know, I'll share the gospel with Aunt Susie next Christmas. I ain't feeling it right now. You know what I mean? This would change how we act and the things we do. Okay, and Pete's saying, hey, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And just because it ain't happened yet, and there's people saying it ain't never going to happen, look back in the Old Testament and the New Testament for us. God says it's going to happen, and it happens. Okay? We can live by that. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years, one day. Look at Numbers 23, guys. God is not human. Raise your hands if you're glad about that. Well, aren't we made in his image? Yeah, but listen, he's not a created being, all right? He's always been. We are created, all right? Y'all with me so far? Yeah. Angels, created beings. Us, created beings. No matter what your grandma told you when you were falling asleep one night, you have not always existed, all right? You were created. Can I get a witness? Yeah. Numbers 23 and verse 19. God is not human that he should lie. Aren't you glad that God doesn't have that characteristic? You know what I mean? He's not like us, man. He doesn't have to bend the truth. He's not. It's not in his repertory. He can't lie, man. Okay? God, I said repertory. Never mind. God is not human that he should lie. Not a human being that he should change his mind. That's important right there, Fred. That's important right there, Donnie. God don't change his mind, okay? So if you're in the Word of God and he says something, you're like, oh, well, it was written a long, long time ago. He probably don't feel that way anymore. No, no, man, God don't change, okay? He doesn't change his mind. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, okay? He is the one constant in your world. He ain't going anywhere. He'll never leave you or forsake you. I don't care what kind of week you've had. I mean that seriously. I could care less. No, I'm playing. No, seriously. All joking aside, it doesn't matter what kind of week you have had, man. God is faithful and he loves you. And he ain't going anywhere. Amen? He's the same God on the mountaintop that he is on the valley. God is not human that he should lie. Not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Important. Very, very important. If he says he's going to do it, it's going to happen. Okay, we might get tired because it seems like it's taking too long. We might get distracted. We might get stressed out. Okay, we might get discouraged. And we shouldn't, because God says it's going to happen, and it will happen. Okay? Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? Because some of us really need to grab a hold of some of the promises. You know what I mean? We all do. We need to grab a hold of some of those promises. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging for bread. You know what I mean? Hey, man, God knows what you're going through, and he knows your heart, and he knows where you've been, and he loves you. And remember, I can do all things through Christ, for nothing is impossible with God. God works everything out. Romans 8:28, right? For all things, all things work together, man, if you belong to the good Lord, right? That's paraphrased, so don't quote me on that one. Verse 9, let's go to verse 9. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise. Well, what is it? You can't have it both ways, man. No, listen, God don't dwell outside of time. And God isn't the lazy guy you're always waiting on. God's not the guy that you're sitting in the back saying, dude, there's a joke in there for some of y'all. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient. You see what's going on here? God is patient. There's a difference between being slow and being lazy and being patient. God does not want anyone to perish. He is being patient. He is basically, God uses us, right? God uses us, and we need to be about God's business. We really, really do, okay? God uses us, and God's being patient. He's being patient with you about the mess that you're hanging on to. And he's like, okay, let's get rid of that. I want to use you. You know what I mean? God's being patient with you, and he's being patient with the world. He doesn't want any to perish. So he's given us opportunity and giving us time to accept his son as our Lord and Savior. Amen? Are y'all with me? And we do, man. We hunger. We hunger, and we can't wait for the return of Christ, because that's awesome news, man, for the Christian. That's great news for the Christian. But let's understand this, man, that we, you know, there's people in our worlds, man, that have not accepted Jesus Christ. And we should be doing something about that. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Okay. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you. He's being patient. Aren't you glad God's patient with you? Aren't you glad that he's more patient with you than you are with him? You know what I mean? Patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish. Isn't that beautiful? God doesn't want anyone to perish. But guess what? Not everybody's going to make it. Not everybody's going to accept that precious gift. But no matter what kind of behavior you're seeing in somebody or how they're acting, you have no clue whether or not they're going to accept Jesus Christ or not. You don't know, okay? So it is our job to live that witness and to show the world the love of Jesus. Amen? All right. Thank you, Lord. Not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4. Who? Not a question mark, but I didn't put the verse before this. It's talking about the Lord right here. Who desires all people to be saved. This is the Lord's heart towards us. He wants all people to be saved. Who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Okay. Life and death is before us all, man. And the good Lord says, choose this day life. You know what I mean? So let me say this. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, this is the awesome day right here. You need to do it today. It's going to be wonderful. Don't worry about what anybody's going to think about you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about getting cleaning your house or getting your ducks in a row or getting enough money in the bank or getting to where you don't say cuss words anymore. Listen, man, this is what you got to do. You need a Savior. You accept that precious gift, and then the good Lord's going to work on all that stuff. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to the next slide, guys. Second Peter 3 and verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Man, there's a lot going on around there. So the day of the Lord, God's judgment, the imminent am I saying that word right? I like that word. Imminent return of Jesus Christ. It's going to happen. Jesus Christ will return. Okay. Peter spent a lot of time talking about that. You can trust God. Amen. God don't lie. He's got a whole book right here where he keeps his word. Amen. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. You ever had something stolen from you? You get home and you're like, man, where's that? What happened to? Oh, man. That never happened to any of y'all? It's happened to me. Anyways, when something gets taken from you, man, you realize it. You realize it right away. Like, bang, bang. Wow, where'd that go, dude? Like the pickpocket guy. Boom. Oh, man, where's my wallet? The guy grabbing the purse. Real fast, man. Out of nowhere. Okay, people are going to be going on like in Noah's day. Like, yeah, we're getting married. We're doing the thing. We're having fun. Whatever. We're taking the boat out this weekend. We're going to the county fair. Whatever. They're going to be living their lives. And then, boom, just like a thief kicking in the door. Give me all your money. It's going to be super fast, man. Out of nowhere. Can I get a witness? But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. And then the heavens will pass away. And with a roar. This is pretty scary sounding, man. This is pretty scary, you know. It's okay, man, because, you know, if we've accepted Jesus Christ, it's going to be okay, man. And it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be amazing, and we should look forward to it, and we should expect it. But imagine this craziness going on, man, and you do not belong to the Lord Jesus, all right? But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. Okay, you didn't expect it, but then all of a sudden, there it is, man. You know, I was going to get saved next Sunday. I was going to talk about Jesus. Today is the day. You know what I'm saying? But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved. So there's going to be some big changes, man. Some big changes. Not annihilation. The world is not going to explode, but it's going to be renewed, man. It's going to be pretty amazing. I can't even begin to even try and understand what's going to happen, but all I can say is it's good to belong to the Most High God. You know what I mean? It's going to be great to be a servant of the Lord and dissolved in the earth. But listen to this. Everything will be burned up in the earth, and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Listen, believer, Christian person, unbeliever, skeptic, scoffer, whoever's in here, you know what I mean? It's all going to be exposed, man. There's no hiding from it. There's no hiding from this reality. There's no burying your head in the sand. There's no putting it off any longer, okay? Whatever, all our works will be exposed, man. Even the Christian, man. We're going to be held accountable for what we did or didn't do for the Most High God. You know what I mean? Let me make this clear. If you belong to Jesus Christ, you're a saved person. Okay? But God takes that gift very, 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 very seriously. And God expects us to be doing something. Amen. For him. Amen. We've all been given a precious, precious gift. What are we doing with that precious gift? Okay. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away and a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolve, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. There'll be no hiding it. There it is. You know what I mean? God already knows who his babies are. You know what I mean? God knows who are his and who's not. But at this moment, it's going to be way too late. Amen? If you haven't done it, let's accept Jesus today. Verse 11. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness? Well, that's pretty cool, right? So all of this stuff, man, is temporal. You know, it's all going to get renovated. It's all going to get changed. It's all going to be amazing. Okay. But listen, what kind of lives are we living, man? Are we working for the Lord? Are we about the Lord's business, or is it still business as usual? You know, is it still all about me? Because it's not supposed to be all about us anymore. We got a job to do. Amen? And remember what I said earlier, man. If we could get a hold of this man, that just like a thief, in a moment, it just boom, everything can change, man. And after that, you won't have an opportunity to witness to your neighbor. That's very convicting to me, man. Very. After this moment, you won't have an opportunity to tell your roommate, your neighbor, the guy at the office, the lady at the Taco Bell, Tom Thumb. You won't be able to spread the gospel, man. But right now, we can. Right now, we can. It's still daytime. We can still be about the Lord's business. Amen. It's not like the Christian, we're always going to be about the Lord's business. We're going to be working for Him for a long time. We don't get to retire in heaven, I don't think. We're going to be about His business for a long, long time. Pretty much forever and ever and ever and ever. And it's not going to be boring. There are harps in heaven. If you read Revelation, there's harps in heaven. But I hope I don't have to play one. Anyways, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. I don't know, like maybe like shred or something. Not shred on the harp. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be? Well, let's ask ourselves. If this thing's speeding to a speeding festival, is it speeding or ain't it? Well, a day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years like a day. We were closer than we were when we started. You know what I mean? And it's going to happen like a thief, man. Boom, there it is. So we need to be about the Lord's business. We need to let our light shine. We need to live like we are children of the Most High God. We need to show the world the love of Jesus. It's not about Paul. It's not about Rachel Jeannie. It's not about Donnie. It's about the Most High God and what's been done for us. Since all of these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be? Let me read Colossians 3 and verse 23 real fast, guys. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. Is that talking about working at your job? Yeah. It's talking about everything we do, man. Put everything into it. You know what I mean? Somebody said, I've seen this little quote around a lot. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty hip. It makes a lot of sense to me. You know that little saying about integrity? Integrity is what you do when no one's around doing the right thing, when no one's looking. Okay, listen, the Most High God always knows what's going on. Okay, you're not going to fool Him. But listen, there needs to be a seriousness about the hour that we live in. We're blessed to live in this time. This is the time that God said, listen, I want Brother Rick, I want Brother Ron, I want Brother Larry to be born in this time because I want to use them. Okay, I want them to be about my business. Amen. Let's get excited about that. And let's give it our all. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. You know, we got a huge, huge missionary field, man, in our homes. You know, with our wives, our mates, our children. That's a very neglected area with a lot of us. You know, work at it with all our heart. We need to be about the Lord's business because, like a thief, things are going to change pretty fast. All God's people said, where's my wallet? Oh, and to make my point, when we were doing the whole shaking each other's hands and hugging and all that stuff, greeting, I stole one of your wallets. Go ahead and check. Nah, I didn't. I wouldn't do that. I would not, David. Well, I wouldn't. I would not do that. Well, But it's going to happen fast. The return of the Lord. It's going to happen. All right? It's going to happen. We need to expect it. We need to be spreading the word. We need to let our lives be a witness. Amen? And that's one thing that Christians, we do really, really well, is diluting our witness, messing up our testimony. And I'm right there, you know, straddling that fence, you know, being hypocritical, you know, talking this way, living this way. All right. That's not doing anybody any good, man. Okay? God says, hey, dude, straighten up. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. It's not about you. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. God's going to bless you. God's going to take care of you. Even if you get fired, even if you get become a martyr, all right? God has called us to baptize and make disciples of all men. All men. Yeah. Matter of fact, this is something that's really been kind of convicting me. Is, you know, God, Jesus Christ died. Jesus Christ died for the 9/11 bombers too. Jesus Christ died for the ISIS folks, man. They're doing all this wicked, evil stuff, man. You know what I mean? And he makes it very, very clear that there will be a time of judgment, okay? But he also says, I don't want anyone to perish. And we have this wonderful example of the Apostle Paul, who was real hardcore at killing Christians, man, putting Christians in jail. That was his thing, man. He thought he was doing right, okay? And I'm not making any excuses for any murderers or anything like that. But I'm saying, man, that Jesus Christ died for Saul of Tarsus, okay? Jesus Christ died for Saul of Tarsus, amen? And he used Paul, okay? Those of you that don't know, Saul became Paul. Saul accepted Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ accepted Saul. Okay, you see what I'm saying? And Saul became Paul. He became that new creation. And like I said earlier, you don't know who's going to be saved and who's not. Only God knows that. Okay? So we need to be about his business. And it's not about getting brownie points for everybody you lead to the kingdom, because, you know, sometimes Apollos will plant a seed, sometimes Paul will water. You know? We just be about his business, okay? God's going to bring in the harvest. We got a job to do. Amen? Y'all with me? Okay. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Man, think about that. God wants to bless us. He wants to take care of us, and he will take care of us. But we do not exist, man. We're not here, man, to make ourselves happy, to make sure everything's perfect for us. You know what I mean? We are to be about the Lord's business. I'm not saying don't work hard. We need to work hard. Okay, the Bible says work hard. The Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. All right? I'm not saying don't work hard. I'm not saying don't save up. That's a very godly principle, to save up, and it's very godly to help those in need. Okay? God wants us to do all those things. But he's saying, you know what? You put me first, and I'll take care of you. You put me first, and I'll make sure you have more than enough. I'll make sure you have what you need. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my gosh. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Think about that. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs. And there is no favoritism. So there is a time of judgment, man. Okay? There's a time of judgment, and it's going to happen. There's no getting around that. Okay? The Christian will be judged for what they did and didn't do. All right? If you're a Christian, you're saved. You're washed in the blood. Does that make sense this morning? But God has given us this precious gift, and he's given you a certain amount of years. And he says, I want you to be about my business. All right. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for the wrongs, and there is no favoritism. Wow. So just because your mom and daddy went to church and they love Jesus, that doesn't mean you're going to heaven, man. You got to have your own relationship with Jesus. He's not going to be like, oh, St. Peter, hold the door. I remember that kid. His mom, her mom, yeah. It's not going to be like that, man. Either you're in the family or you're not. Okay? All right. Let's carry on. I know y'all are getting tired. Let's go to 2 Peter 3 and verse 12. This is the last slide, Clyde. 2 Peter 3 in verse 12. Waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God. So, we have a hand in this, man. Let me see if I can explain this. God works through us, okay? We are His body. We are His representatives down here, okay? We need to be about His business. And like I said before, man, we don't know who's getting saved and who's not. You know what I mean? You can see some dude with some crazy behavior, or some lady doing some crazy stuff, and you're like, man, I ain't gonna waste my time talking to her. She is a nutcase. You know what I mean? Hey, man, she might be a nutcase because that flesh is getting all riled up because God has really been talking to her. Our job is to show the world the love of Jesus. Amen. Does that make sense? What if we knew? I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say it, man. I'm not going to say it. There is somewhere, sometime, someplace, there is that last person that has come, that has got to come to Christ. There is that number. There's that last person that once they accept Jesus Christ, it's on. You know what I mean? So those of you that can't wait to get out of here, you know what I mean? This is what the Lord says. Hey, I want to use you. All right? You want to hasten this time. You want to make this happen. Get busy. Show the world the love of Jesus. Straighten your act up, buddy. Second, all God's people said, straighten your act up, buddy. Now let's all in unison go to the Circle K and walk in there and tell them all to straighten. Never mind. No, let's not do that. Let's go down to First Baptist. There's nothing wrong with First Baptist. Good folks down there. I've been thinking about moving that way. 2 Peter 3 and verse 12. No, so I'm thinking about running for public office, and I need to get in the spotlight. I need to be around the right people. Yeah, I need to rub. Never mind. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. That is a great church with great people. Amen. But this is an awesome church with awesome people as well. Something ain't right with the preacher, though. 2 Peter 3 and verse 12. Waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God. Let's be about His business, man. Let's be hard at work and be looking for, let's expect this to happen. All right? That'll change how you act right there if you're really like, man, this could happen anytime. You know what I mean? I don't know if I'm going to do this stupid, selfish decision over here. I think I'm going to be walking that line. Can I get a witness? Waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire. Man, that is so freaky. You know what I mean? Can you imagine that? The sky being lit up. Okay. Because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt away as they burn. Okay, so like the corruptible is going to have to make way for the incorruptible. And, you know, man, this place is beautiful. Not Northwest Florida. Northwest Florida's got its beauty. But, man, you know, History Channel. No, not the History Channel. What's the show that shows all the network that has all the nature and all that stuff? Yes, man. You know, you can get lost into watching like a little honeybee doing the thing, man. And this, everything is so beautiful. But, man, it's going to get renewed. And we ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to be awesome. Amen. Because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved. The heavenly bodies will melt away as they burn. But according to His promise, we are waiting for. Oh, this is really, really good. Okay. So should the Christian be full of fear about all this stuff? No, but we need to expect it. And we need to be hard at work for the Lord. Amen? And that'll last forever, man. How much money you have in the bank, man, that'll get burned up with everything else. When you die, your kids can fight over all your stupid stuff. Ain't no one going to care about your trophies after 100 years. You know what I mean? They'll be in some yard sale. Me and Rachel, Jeannie, and the kids, we went to the flea market thing, and there's all kinds of cool stuff. All kinds of cool stuff, man. Old Civil War type memorabilia and different things like that. I find that stuff really, really cool. But you know what? One day that stuff ain't going to be here. And you go ahead and you take your little trophies of best baseball pitcher 1988. And man, you try and sell that stuff after a little while, ain't no one going to care about that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know that kid. Yeah? Whatever. That's ridiculous. Okay, but what we do for the Lord lasts forever and ever and ever. Amen? But according to His promise, and we can trust in Him, let God be true and every man a liar. But according to His promise, God keeps His word. But according to His promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. We got a lot to look forward to. Okay? And it's going to happen fast. But until that time, until that moment, buddy, let's make sure that we belong to the Most High God. Let's make sure that we are His servants. Let's be about His business. And let's get busy with our witness, man, and living an authentic, godly life. Amen? Amen. Isaiah 65 and verse 17. Look! Exclamation mark. This is God. Look! I am creating new heavens and a new earth. This is an Old Testament verse. This is an Old Testament verse. We've been in the New Testament. Old and New Testament, they back each other up beautifully. Okay? And if God says it, it's going to happen. Look, I'm creating new heavens and a new earth. And no one will even think about the old ones anymore. Isn't that cool? Until that time happens, man, we have much to do. Amen? And I'm not talking about working on your portfolio. I'm talking about, I don't even really know what that means, man. I don't know what that means. That just sounds like something one of you college fellas would be doing. Yeah. The Wilkerson Report or something. Isaiah 65 and verse 17. Look, I am creating new heavens and a new earth. It's going to be amazing. And no one will even think about the old ones anymore. What a wonderful promise. You know, in Revelation, it talks about our tears being wiped away. No more pain, no more suffering. Just words without any meaning. That's awesome, ain't it? I want to ask this question real fast. I want to give this opportunity. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ, He's waiting for you. And we'd love for you to do it right now. I'm not thinking about anybody in particular. I don't know anything about nobody. Okay? But if you want to make that decision to accept Jesus Christ, come down and do it right now. And you will never, ever, ever regret it. Because there's going to be a time and a place when everything's going to change and be upside down. Amen. And you want to be on the right side when that happens. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you want to accept Jesus, come on down.